now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is... I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned pretty much each and every day. And, look, it's not about us. It's not about anything to do with the affiliates. It's about the platforms that you can get the Spano and Black Attack on. And I'm here to talk about them. Look, there's all kinds of ways you can get this network. Whether you can start with iHeartRadio, terrific platform. You click on the Listen Live button and you can find us there. Plus, you can get all the archived stuff and bring that to the forefront if you were so inclined in an interview maybe that you missed or something along those lines. Stitcher actually falls into the same exact category. And, it's the multiple platforms, whether you're on the go, you're going to the office, you're in the office, you're sitting at home, you're doing your homework, all that kind of good stuff. And TuneIn Radio as well. TuneIn Radio has a lovely, lovely little platform that you can grab. And it's all about the future of radio. Look, man, it's not just sitting in your car pushing buttons. And, of course, for us, the American Forces Radio Network. And it's a relationship we're part of for a long time. We're very, very proud of. And if it gives you a little taste of home while you're away from home, protecting and serving this country, we're very happy to be a part of it and will be for the foreseeable future. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. We'll set it up for you on the other side.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
There we go. Smooth as a gravy sandwich. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We got a fun show in front of us today. A lot of NBA in Hour 1, football in Hour 2 as we approach the draft. We'll have Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times, and he'll talk Tampa Bay football as they look to completely turn the corner with a new coaching staff in place and the opportunity to draft relatively high and hopefully get an impact player as they try to move forward with Jameis Winston as the face of the franchise. And we'll be talking to Greg about all that and more. And, of course, we'll be talking to Deflategate, the never-ending story of Tom Brady and his balls. And we will get to all that in Hour 2. However, in Hour 1, it's going to be all NBA because not only are the games being played and series are being decided, and I'll get to all the scores and we'll talk about all that going forward, but injury being key component within these divisional games and our conference games, I should say. And it's unfortunate because you get to this time of year, and I don't care what the sport is, when you're in the playoffs, you want to see the best of the best of the best. And we saw San Antonio dispatch Memphis with ease. Memphis couldn't have beaten the worst team in the NBA. But the reality is that this playoffs are now being painted with a brush that's being determined by doctors. And it's unfortunate. It's going to go a long way in determining who emerges as the NBA champion. And it's something we're going to need to jump in and talk about. Like I said, I'll get to the games. And Dallas going out in five, against Oklahoma City, 118-104. And a little bit of vitriol going on back and forth between Kevin Durant and Mark Cuban. But again, the injuries being the story, as it were. And I want to back it up just a little bit because Chris Paul breaking his hand is obviously dominant. But Steph Curry is also a storyline that's continued from over the weekend. And the story as it stands right now, Steph Curry is out for at least 2 weeks with an MCL sprain, a grade one MCL sprain. And he took the MRI, and they decided grade one, the right knee. He will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. And this is where it stands. This is a scenario, not worst case for the Golden State Warriors, because they still are in a position to defend their championship. But with Steph on the sidelines, he's going to miss the next series, depending on how it shakes out. If they are able to advance, he will miss the following, at least the beginning of the following series. And the Warriors really don't have a whole hell of a lot to say. I mean, and rightfully so. They were holding their breath going into yesterday and hoping that it wasn't a tear, and that was the best possible news. But the reality is that if in 2 weeks the strain has not healed itself adequately, or there is discomfort and soreness to the point where he feels he can't function properly, he won't play going forward. And if they are fortunate enough to get out of the next round, and right now they're catching a little serendipity, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, the Warriors will be undermanned. But if you can say such a thing within this kind of situation, they're in their the best possible scenario that they could be in at this point in time. I mean, look, it's they're going to match up against either the Blazers or the Clippers. The Blazer-Clippers series is going to be long. And, you know, it's sitting where it is now at 2-2. And this is a scenario that, in a way, plays out best for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, it's if you're going to be in this kind of thing where your star player is down and the possibility exists for him to return, chances are pretty good Clippers are going to go 7 with the Blazers. If the Clippers come out of it, they're going to be undermanned because of Chris Paul being gone. Blazers come out of it, they're going to be worn down a little bit. And they're, I don't want to say essentially a two-man team, but their backcourt is their star. And you will be in a position as the Golden State Warriors to maybe get through that series going forward. So, you know, you never know how this is going to play out. And with all this involved, you know, this is the best possible scenario. This is the you can't really complain about this. And in looking at it, it could have been worse. It really could have been worse. And all they're doing right now is guessing. Even the GM said it's an educated guess. My personal opinion, do I think he's going to make it back? I don't know. I know they will do everything they could possibly do. And there's an additional silver lining within this, if there is possible to have one in this kind of situation. That's the fact he's going to get to rest the ankle. They're going to get to do treatment on it. So from the aspect of worst possible in a bad possible situation, it could have been worse. Best possible in a bad situation, it couldn't have gotten any better than this, other than the fact that, you know, all right, well, he just tweaked his knee and he's back out in the court. Well, that's not going to happen. But realistically, don't go crazy if he's not back in a couple of weeks. It's you're going to have to do all the rehab. Look, they have the best medical staffs in the world, the best knowledge in the world to go after this. But it's an inexact science. Any kind of sprain is inexact. He was dealing with the ankle. Just in tweaking that, you saw what was going on. He was uncomfortable out on the court. He was trying to gut it out. He missed the game. Now he's got a sprained knee to go on top of it, sprained ligament. And he's going to be dealing with the same stuff. I mean, this is as bad as it can get, but as good as it can get. And that's the dichotomy here. So they'll deal with it. I mean, there has to be a collective exhale within the organization, just the fact that surgery isn't going to be involved. Steph is in a situation where he can heal. Treatment. They'll reevaluate it. And they'll do what they can do. But, you know, the reality is this is the best player in the league. All apologies to LeBron James. And if they lose him, they won't defend. They could get past the next round, but they won't defend. And that'll be the issue going forward. I mean, you try to adapt as a team. And I was listening to Herm Edwards yesterday, and he had an interesting take on things, because he lost one of his key guys when his team was making a move for the playoff, and that was Chad Pennington when he injured his shoulder. And he said, you have to go in there and just recognize and get across to your players that this guy is invisible. He's extinct. He's like a dinosaur. He doesn't walk the planet anymore. It's one of those situations where the players are looking to the coach at that point in time, or the coach is, depending on who has influence and who has sway within that locker room. And you hope that they're able to get that message across that it's going to be all right. I have confidence in you. I have complete faith in this group of players. We're not a one-man show. And they don't even address it for the most part. At least that was Herm's philosophy. I'm sure other coaches take it in other ways. But in reality, it's the truth. And it's cold-blooded. They don't even exist at that point in time. And you have to go forward with that mentality if you're going to compete. If you don't, if they say fear, see fear in the eyes, oh boy, you got big problems. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Robert out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. We're talking basketball. Unfortunately, right now we're not talking about anything on the court. We're talking about what's going on off the court and in the trainer's room and in the doctor's offices and underneath the MRI machines. And we'll get to Mr. Paul in a couple of minutes, but reality is we need to talk a little more about Steph Curry and what's going on with Golden State. Now, if you remember back to last year's playoffs, LeBron James made the statement, and accurately so, that you were looking at the healthiest team in the NBA at the point in time, and that was the Golden State Warriors. And you were looking at maybe the unhealthiest team at the time, and that was the Cleveland Cavaliers. And when you think about it, and try to harken back for a couple minutes here, you had Kevin Love down. You had Kyrie Irving down. And you had a LeBron James that had a lot of mileage going on. He was having to carry the whole team at this point in time. So, you know, when you figure in all of that, LeBron James was absolutely right. Look, it wasn't an excuse. Golden State took care of business. But now the tables are turned a little bit. And, you know, that and the difference being Cleveland, for all their issues last year, they never lost LeBron James. Golden State, they lost the best player in the league. And that's why I made the statement before we went to the break. Look, they may be able to tweak it out of this next round, regardless of who they face, whether it's the Clips or the Trailblazers. But the reality is when they go up against San Antonio and they go or Oklahoma City, depending on who comes out of that matchup, party's going to end if Steph can't get on the court. So, you know, like I said, silver lining within dark cloud, but they just have to hope, and everything is speculative at this point, that they are able to just kind of tweak their way through it. And in the best possible world, Curry comes back for the final, and he's able to get them back into the NBA finals, and they defend their championship. But not looking so good right now. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And one last thing on this. Joe Lacob took a lot of heat for the Warriors being more than just Steph. And people were freaking out. Oh, you know, he's the best player in the league. And yeah, all that's true. I get all that. But what's he supposed to do? See, this is where in these situations, fans don't get it. And a lot of people who do what we do don't get it. They expect them to, these owners and these players and these coaches to go screaming from the room like it's the end of the world and bombs are falling and bullets are flying and all the no. Yeah, no. He's 100% right for making that statement. And look, I mean, he's a businessman with a lot of money, with a great basketball team. And, oh, by the way, ye of short memories, do you remember booing him when you traded away one guard because you had the other one on the team? Oh, yeah, well, that's revisionist history. Let's not visit that, Fairweather fans. So don't give him heat now. He's the reason why you got this team and why you have a ring with this team. And he said exactly what he should have said. We're more than just one guy. And as I said when we were going into break, this is what coaches have to do. This is what players have to do. They're looking for leadership right now, not only on the court, and they've got the players to do it there. See Draymond Green. But they're looking to their coaches. They're looking to their executives. They don't want to see somebody in front of a microphone going, oh, this is a horrific loss. We're gonna fold up our tent. And man, it's going to be a struggle now getting out of the next round because oh, God, we lost the best player in the league. And what are we going to do? This is, yeah, of course not. Of course not. This isn't the way it works. So there is opportunity here. And, oh, by the way, I gave you one half of the statement on the fact that if he can't get back for the San Antonio, Oklahoma City winner, that they'll go down. I'll make the other side of the coin statement. If he can come back and he's able to play at 80%, 90% in the Western Conference Finals, should they make it that far, they'll win and they'll defend their championship. So I'll say that right now. Robert, mark it. We'll play it back when the time comes. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Let's get to it. In the fact that there was another significant injury as Chris Paul breaks his hand. Again, you hate to be talking about these things within the environment of the playoffs. Well, within any environment, but within the environment of the playoffs. You want to see best on best. And you talk to the players. I mean, there'll always be a tool on every roster, but reality is, except for the rare individual, they want best on best. They want that opportunity to shut down the guy who thinks he's the best guard in the league or the best forward in the league or whatever the circumstances are. And they want the opportunity to do that. And in this matchup against Portland, backcourt against backcourt with Portland, that's where their strength is. You know, they relish the opportunity to go up against Chris Paul and make it happen. But third metacarpal on his right hand, and he done. And more than likely, rest of the playoffs, he's going to be out. They're going to get a better prognosis once the x-rays are done again after the swelling goes down. But he was trying to do it on a steal. It happens. Contact. It was in transition. Bodies were moving. Immediately came out of the game. He knew it right away. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Put his hand in there as the lane was being driven. Anderson was driving the lane and got him. And, you know, there was nothing dirty. There was nothing. He caught it. It was bad. Happens. And it's an unfortunate situation. Again, you just do not want to lose these great players. They're just too damn good to go down under these kind of circumstances. And I you know, you hate to see it. And I'm looking at the replay right now. And again, it was just a freaky thing. And Paul gave them a good season this season, unlike last year when he was nicked up all the time. And he only missed 8 games the entire year. And look, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. These guys sit. You know, last year it was a hamstring injury. The knees are not great. He's still an elite player, but he's starting to slow down a little bit. But the reality is, as long as the NBA playoffs are, and we'll be talking about them into June, it's can't make it back. I mean, it's at least a month. And how are you going to do it? I mean, there's no realistic chance of him coming back. And it's an unfortunate situation. Again, it's going to be rough. The Clippers have been dealing with a lot of adversity all year, some self-inflicted, some due to injury, and we'll get to Blake Griffin in a minute. But they looked so impressive in their first game. You know, Portland battled their way back into the series, winning game 3, but they were hoping to take care of business last night in game 4 and take it back to LA with a 3-1 lead. And didn't happen. And not only didn't it happen, they lost one of their key guys, if not the key guy. But on top of it, they lost another guy as well on a day-to-day, and that's Blake Griffin. So you got double whammied here. And look, Portland's a gritty team. A lot of people didn't expect them to be in the playoffs. But in reality, they were going to be a tough out. Now with this, over the years, we've been talking about the fact that the Clippers have always dealt with a lack of depth. Is it better now? Yeah, it's better now. But the ability for them to absorb these two injuries, and Paul's gone for the distance more than likely. Blake Griffin with the quad. It's day by day, but this has been going on throughout the entire season with Griffin, and even with the downtime that he had, it didn't completely heal. And if his is more extensive than what they're hoping, I don't see them coming out of this series. And I said Anderson before. I meant Gerald Henderson. They can't overcome this. They just can't. And they'll go home. They've shown grit. And Joe and I have been very critical of this team for being soft. They're gonna have to show a lot of muscle here. This is going to be a tough situation. We'll continue this, get into the games last night. We'll work our way backwards, West Coast to East Coast, because I want to talk about the L.A. Clipper game and Portland piggybacking the injury. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
You don't buy a new truck without adding a few things to make it work better, like a winch or bed liner or lockable toolbox. So why not do the same for your Red Wing work boots? At a Red Wing shoe store, you'll find everything you need to stay comfortable on the job, from moisture-wicking socks to removable footbeds and boot care products. So come talk with our fit experts today for handcrafted footwear and accessories to boot. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Or a dime or a quarter. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Span56. If you want to reach out to Joe, wish him well today. Or at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And again, we're talking injury more than anything else, which is really unfortunate. But this being what it is, and it's that time of year in the NBA, and Blake Griffin down, Chris Paul down, and the LA Clippers even 2-2 with the Portland Trailblazers. And, you know, again, Griffin's not going to be 100% if he plays at all. Chris Paul will be down for this series and more than likely for the rest of the season. It's an uphill battle. And the Clippers are going to be very hard-pressed, even though they're going back to L.A. to get this done on their home court. And I just don't see it happening. And we have questioned the toughness of the Clippers not only this past year but the previous year and going into the playoffs. What were they going to do? They looked so damn impressive in that first game. And reality being what it is, sometimes it's an illusion. Sometimes it's not. The Clippers are playing good basketball. Doc has accumulated some depth on the team. The depth is going to be tested. I don't think there's enough depth to get it done. He's going to have to make some adjustments. Going to be hard. And if the fourth quarter last night is any indication, because, you know, this was a game they were in. And then they got blown out with a 12-point differential in the fourth quarter and lose 98-84. Very uphill. Very uphill. And like I said, we're gonna work our way back from that basketball game. A close game throughout. And 24-20 after one. Pretty much an even second quarter. Only down by four at halftime. Make back a couple of points in the third. The injury happens. And Portland was off to the races from that point in time. And again, backcourt is the strength of Portland. And this is going to be the difficulty for the Clippers going forward, is that they don't match up particularly well in that area with Chris Paul not there. And I just don't see any solution going forward. And it's a horrible situation. You don't want to see weakness against strength. You want to see full all the way. But when you look at it, and even when you're looking at last night's game, the starters were having a good game. When Paul went out, he was 7 of 14 for 16 points, 4 assists. He was having a really strong game. It was neck and neck going up against Damian Lillard and McCollum. But then it turned into Austin Rivers and Pablo Prigioni for 4 whole minutes in garbage time. Not good. Not good at all. Jamal Crawford came off the bench, 32 minutes, 12 points, but you want him off the bench in about 25 minutes. They're going to have to ask him to step up in a big way. You're going to see, I heard some people talking about it this morning, and they said, well, you know, Pablo Prigioni, what difference does that make at this point? Well, he's going to play. I got news for you. He's going to play. He played a lot of minutes last year for the Knicks. Not good minutes, but he played a lot of minutes. And one of the hopes that Doc Rivers has is that he can give something off the bench, because they're going to ask him to do 20 minutes. Austin Rivers will start. And he shot 1 for 7 last night with 3 assists. Got to have better than that going up against one of the best backcourts in the league. You know, Blake Griffin was having a good game, too. He wasn't shooting particularly well, but he was making his free throws, 6 of 15, 7 boards. He was being aggressive, and he got hurt. And now they're going to have to ask DeAndre Jordan to do more offensively down in the low post, try to make some stuff happen for him. And going to hack him every time he goes down there. And he was 1 for 6 from the free throw line last night because he cannot shoot and refuses to learn. And 15 boards. This is a bad situation for them. Now, one aspect which I'll be curious to see how it plays out, because maybe on the offensive end they go a little bit more high post and they let Jeff Green operate a little bit. He was solid last night in his 31 minutes, 5 of 10, 4 of 6 from the line, 17 points. Got a lot of time yesterday. Mubah Amute played, but, you know, he's no offensive threat. You're going to see Paul Pierce. They don't have a choice. It's all hands on deck. This doesn't bode well. And again, better depth than what they had. But once the injuries happened, and even before that, some of the key players were not shooting particularly well. J.J. Redick, who's not having a good series, 3 of 13 for 8 points in his 26 minutes. He was ineffective. He's going to have to step it up. Doc is in a bad situation. He is in a bad situation. And I just don't know that they have the horses to get it done. And, you know, you take it from the Portland perspective. Once the blood was in the water last night, they were Akulas. They were Sharks. They went after it in a big way. And they got first-rate play out of their backcourt. But quite honestly, Aminu was the star. Al-Farouq Aminu was the star. And he's a guy that, you know, look, during the course of the season, he was coming along, giving him good minutes. They weren't asking him to do much. He played all the games. But last night, 30 points. Career high for him. Absolute domination. And I'll tell you what, you could have asked for a better game at a better time. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks in 36 minutes. Not bad. And, you know, he's one of those guys, he's been in the league for a while now. He's got his feet under him. Plays good defense. He knows his game. And he's one of those guys that, if for some reason, he has all of a sudden found something that he's never been able to tap into before. Then Portland could dispatch the Clippers, maybe in L.A. I don't know. I'll be curious to see how the Clips respond in this situation. But reality being what it is, and it's not often real, there's opportunity here for Portland to get this done. And, you know, again, the backcourt was good last night, but Lillard was off his game a little bit. Didn't shoot particularly well, only had 12 points. McCollum was there. He had his 19. Plumlee was a beast on the board. He couldn't shoot straight. But he matched DeAndre Jordan and then some. And he had 10 assists. 10. Pretty damn impressive. They played all-round basketball. And, you know, look, Mason Plumlee, he's no star, not by any means. But, again, firing on all cylinders. And they played really well. They got production off the bench. They don't go particularly deep in Portland. But they did get production off the bench. Crabbe with a dozen points. He was 5 for 5. Gerald Henderson, as I said, he didn't shoot particularly well, but he was aggressive with the basketball. Kept driving the lane, trying to get people into foul trouble. And this is opportunity right here. This is opportunity for Portland. I just do not see the Clippers being able to stop them. Maybe they win a game. Maybe. I don't know. It's tough. Like I said, I like seeing best on best. This isn't going to be best on best. This is going to be best on depleted. And unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Working our way backwards, as it were. Oklahoma City dispatches Dallas in 5. Win in the Chesapeake Arena. 118-104. Harsh words between Kevin Durant and Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban saying that, you know, Westbrook wasn't a superstar, that he was a great player, a very good player, an all-star, but not a superstar. And Russell Westbrook gave it right back to him by having a monster game, and Kevin Durant followed it up by telling Mark Cuban basically to shove it that you're an idiot. But 118-104, Oklahoma City jumped out early with 35 first-quarter points, and that was went a long way in kind of putting a nail in the coffin of Dallas. And Dallas just, unfortunately for them, as Dirk continues to get older and not better, it very difficult for them to recover from that. They did bounce back in the second quarter with 37 second quarter points, but Oklahoma City just ground them down as the course was going. Took care of business in the second half and won going away, 118-104. As I said, Dirk with 24. You know, Dirk has still got plenty left. It's not as much as it was, but he can still give it to you. They know how to use him. They use him judiciously. But they just haven't been able to get that second piece in there, that star to put next to him. They've got the role players. They need one more big-time guy before Dirk has to step off the stage. And they'll be a threat. But, you know, and Dirk even said it after the game. Look, he plans to be around to finish his career as a Maverick. He said, unless the team decides to rebuild and they move on without him. Now, look, Mark Cuban, if nothing else, is a savvy business guy. He ain't going to let Dirk walk. And after the game, Rick Carlisle talked about it. He said, look, as far as I'm concerned, Dirk is a Maverick. Dirk is always going to be a Maverick. And that's the right attitude. I mean, this guy is the reason why your franchise, all due respect to the teams in the 80s who were very good, but this is the reason why your franchise now has a passionate fan base. You know, Dirk put a ring on the fingers. He's done it the right way. He's a stud and has been. His game evolved. But the true studs last night were Durant and Russell Westbrook. And Westbrook was just dominant. And when you're talking about that kind of playing, that kind of performance, it's just impressive as hell. He just missed a triple-double. Again, 36 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. Durant chips in with 33 and 7. They make their free throws, unlike many teams in the National Basketball Association. And they got production out of other players as well. On the other side, we'll wrap up that game, go into hour two, finish up with the NBA schedule in the first segment, and then move on to some NFL from there, including some draft with Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times. I'm Bob Black. This is Hispano Black Attack. We're going to step aside for break. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Same thing. Ask anybody. As long as you have the degree, that's all that matters. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. And just finishing up last night's Oklahoma City-Dallas game as Oklahoma City dispatches Dallas out of the playoffs. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, big game out of Steven Adams. 5 of 8, 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 10 rebounds, 15 points. Enes Kanter, they didn't have to ask him to do much yesterday. He only played 12 minutes. Deion Waiters, 4 for 8 for 11 points. Good, solid game all the way around for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And look, you know, Oklahoma City's a true threat. They now meet San Antonio. They got out of their series damn near as fast as San Antonio did, which is, you know, truthfully the right way to go. Both of these teams will be rested. Both of these teams are as healthy as they could possibly be. And it's going to be one hell of a matchup. And whoever is left standing and staggered at the end, because I have a feeling it's going to be one of those series, we'll go up against the winner of Golden State and whoever. And yeah, I'm dispatching Houston already. And we'll see how it plays out. We'll see which team, if any of those teams, are 100%. The opportunity will be there, hopefully, for Golden State to get healthier. And as far as the Clippers go, I don't think they're going to make it. So we'll see how it plays out. For Dallas, good effort to get in. They were undermanned, under-talented, and they got to get more pieces around Dirk. It's got to happen. The clock is ticking, and there's not much time left. So that's it for Hour 1. We're going to step aside here. Hour 2, as I said, we'll continue with the NBA in the first segment, then roll our way into some football. We got a lot to talk about. Tom Brady, Josh Norman, and, of course, the Tampa Bay Bucks, as we talked to Greg Allman, and their draft strategy, and a little bit of stuff about this past season, and the success of Jameis Winston. I may end up eating some crow an hour or two. We'll see. Don't count on it.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in 5 northeastern states. The polls open, voters casting ballots in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Some public opinion polls suggesting that frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump could sweep the primaries. John Kasich sending mixed messages about his alliance with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The Ohio governor telling NBC's Today show that while he's not going to campaign in Indiana, he's also not going to tell voters not to cast a ballot for him.
There are people who live in Indiana who will have to make a conclusion. Is John Kasich over here voting or if he's not? If I'm not there campaigning, I will get fewer votes.
Kasich says he's running a campaign to stop Hillary Clinton and isn't telling anyone to not vote for him. Previous messages from both the Kasich and Cruz campaigns stating that each would be urging people to vote for the other in certain states in an effort to stop Donald Trump from winning them. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hayer, site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Continuing coverage now, the race to the White House. Donald Trump is slamming the new cruise Kasich Alliance. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details live from Washington.
Isn't it sad that two grown politicians have to collude?
The GOP frontrunner calling it collusion that Ted Cruz and John Kasich are working together to stop him from winning the GOP nomination. Calling on the two to get out of his way.
They're mathematically out. They ought to quit.
Under their alliance, Kasich and Cruz are going to refocus their campaigns purposely to try to stop Trump from earning the nomination on the first ballot at the GOP convention. Cruz to concentrate on winning the upcoming Indiana contest, while Kasich's to refocus his campaign on Oregon and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Millions of people in the plains in the Midwest could have tornadoes and damaging hail in their immediate future. Talking about Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Authorities not ruling out drug cartel involvement in the murders of eight family members in Ohio. Questions have arisen since commercial marijuana grow operations were found at three of the four crime scenes. Many counties in Ohio reporting cartel activity linked to Mexican nationals. They're still looking for the killer or killers in that case. Hydraulic failure is being blamed for that lift accident in Manhattan. We get details this morning from Sarah Lee Kessler.
It's called a man lift, and it was carrying building materials when it crashed right through the window of an apartment building on the Lower East Side last evening. It stayed there for an hour before firefighters were able to take it down and stabilize it. Luckily, no one was hurt. Fire officials say there was no structural damage to the building, but the top two apartments were evacuated. Sarah Lee Kessler.
More than a half million people say they're going to boycott Target over that transgender bathroom policy. The retail chain announcing last week it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use the bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it's gained over 500,000 signatures from people promising to boycott the store. The American Family Association saying Target's policy makes it easy for sexual predators to get access to their victims and endangers women and young girls. And a North Carolina voter ID law is not changing. A federal judge ruling the law requiring voters to show certain forms of ID is constitutional, and it will stay in effect. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are, and as well you should be. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of having their names mentioned. Well, don't hold your breath too long, you'll pass out. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA is the way you can reach us, specifically me today, at Bob Black 71. And we have a lot to talk about in hour two, and we'll set that up for you on the other side of the break. But it'll be a little bit of NBA and various other things, but I'll tell you all about that and give you all the details. But it's all about radio on the go. And in today's modern world, because it is a modern world, it's all about how you can take your devices, use your devices. And look, whether it's Apple, whether it's Android, PC, laptop, no matter what the circumstances are, it's if you're at your desk, you're working from home. I mean, look, the landscape has changed. Everybody knows it has. You do any work, you don't want the television blaring in the background. You're not getting distracted. You're trying not to, but you want to listen to a little something, whether it's music, whether it's talk, whether it's sports. Well, we happen to be sports here in this end of the neighborhood. And, man, the devices and the platforms you can get it on. You get it on TuneIn. You can get it on iHeartRadio. Pick your favorite station. Pick us. Pick your favorite program. Whether it's something that we did in the past that you want to get a hold of, whether you want to listen live in the moment, you can do it. Stitcher, absolute same way to go about it. You can access everything that's there on the network. It's a great way to go. And it is radio on the go. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network, a relationship that's been going on for a long time due to the Hefe. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. If you're away from home and you're getting a little taste of it because of us, well, guess what? Gets my heart racing a little bit because I am proud of you guys and I pray for you each and every day. We're going to step aside. When we come back, I'll set it up for you.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And got a big hour two in front of us today. We will be finishing up the NBA in segment one and talk about the games that went on last night that didn't involve catastrophic injuries to their teams. And we'll finish up all of that. But with that being said, we'll finish off the NBA, roll into some football. Tom Brady, the suspension reinstated, as I'm sure everybody in the entire civilized world has discovered. And we'll get into it some, but not too much, because it's still an ongoing situation. All the experts are crawling out of the woodworks. Frankly, I found myself stifling a large yawn. But with that being said, we will discuss it. It is relevant. And then we will also talk about Josh Norman moving on to the Washington Redskins. And then at 40 after the hour, Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times. And we'll talk Tampa Bay Bucks, a team that's certainly evolving, and a team that is hopefully in place with their quarterback, but they still have needs. They have a brand new head coach. It's an organization in flux. The Glazer family, just they rarely get it right, and we'll see how it plays out. It's got to be frustrating to be a football fan down in Tampa. I'll put it that way. Most of my family lives down there. My cousin John is a passionate Tampa Bay Buck fan. He has season tickets. And it's just, I hate to see the evolution of the Tampa Bay Buck fan during the course of the year. They start out with the highest of hopes. The weather's warm. They hang out by the boat in the end zone, and they have the pregame parties as they do in every single place. And there's a lot of great bars around the stadium, and they get there and hope springs eternal, and then they're crushed. And it's another year, and by the end of the year, they're giving their tickets away and nobody wants them anyway. So it's, hopefully Tampa Bay's on the right course, and we'll discuss that with Greg Allman. Everybody was excited. They thought we were having Greg Allman on today. No, not so much. But as we roll back to the NBA, one thing they're going to have to do in Dallas is get back Dirk. And, Dirk, basically speaking, is available on the market. Now, look, I don't think it's going to happen. And everything that, as I said before, we went to the top of the hour. Look, this is a team that they're not fools. Mark Cuban is a lot of things. He's a big mouth. He has his moments, but he's no fool. And but Dirk can opt out And, you know, it when you have a coach say things that are flattering to the player, it helps, but it is about dollars and cents. Dirk is going to have to look at it if he does decide to opt out and think about whether or not, because, look, he's not going to retire. He still has something left. There's plenty of people that want to pay him money. So from that aspect of it, if just in the cold-blooded dollars and cents world of sports and the NBA specifically, he's not going to walk away. But it's also, he's got to look at that roster. He has to look at the approach. If somebody who is on the cusp decides that they want to bring him in and say, hey, look, you're the missing piece. We can win a ring with you. He might be tempted. Now, do I think he will? No, I don't. I think they'll get it done. I think the loyalty between he and Cuban, which goes both ways, by the way, is a lot to overcome. And as I said, Rick Carlisle, I thought he made a terrific statement yesterday. He said, you know, look, I hope that Dirk isn't Dirk's last game as a Maverick. I'm ready to get on a plane and go to Germany and recruit him to be back. But we're not going to take it for granted, and we have to give him that kind of respect. Well, that's a smart coach right there. He said coaching Nowitzki has been life-changing, and it is. When you have a star of that magnitude, when you have a guy on your roster that brings the gravitas into the locker room that Dirk Nowitzki brings, he will make or break a coach. And we talk about this all the time. These are stars that buy in or don't buy in, as the case may be. You know, you look at the team that just dispatched them, Oklahoma City. Westbrook and Durant bought in for a long time on Scottie Brooks till they finally started going backwards and management decided they needed to change. It wasn't the players that threw them under the bus. LeBron bought in Miami. Spoelstra survived. LeBron didn't buy in Cleveland. David Blatt didn't survive. San Antonio, everybody's always bought in with Pop. And now Pop is immune to people not buying in. You don't buy in, you won't be a Spur. But, you know, Rick Carlisle makes a great point. Yeah, Rick Carlisle is a very good coach. You know, he's not on a level of Pop or Brad Stevens, but he's a damn good basketball coach. And he's smart. And he's being respectful. And he said those things without being prompted by the owner. He just realizes that, you know, reality being what it is, there's plenty left in Dirk's tank. And if they're going to do anything in Dallas, he needs to be on that basketball team. But the problem is they haven't gotten out of the first round since they won the title in 2011. And they've been trying to piece this roster together, and they just have not been able to do it. They have role players, and that's all good. They have a couple of young guys that could evolve, and that's good. But in the real-life world of the NBA, that's just flat-out not enough. And you saw it. It was exposed in this series. You had two of the top 10 players in the National Basketball Association sitting on the other bench. And they just overwhelm them. And you can see the frustration with Dirk. It's tough knowing that you're undermanned. Nobody concedes anything in this league. But in reality, you have to be able to have first-rate talent. You have to at least have that second piece. And more than likely the third in order to get it done. And they just flat out don't have it. And going forward with this basketball team, they're going to have to get that third piece. I mean, you know, guys, Zsa Pachulia is fine. You know, it's good to have a guy like that on the team. Mahiri, young guy, relatively young guy, he's 29, but young basketball time. You know, but again, Wes Matthews, complimentary player. That's all well and good. Justin Anderson, he's one of those younger guys. Maybe he's a guy. But the backcourt isn't going to get it done. Deron Williams is done. They've got to find a point guard. They have to find a point guard. He can't stay on the court. And when he's on the court, he's the legs are gone. He's old and tired. J.J. Barrera can play a backup in his league for another 10 years. But he is what he is. Their backcourt's horrible. Horrible. And that's what they have to address. They've got to get youth. The fact they made the playoffs with this team, that in itself was astounding. But, you know, it is what it is. They're going to have to make those decisions in the offseason. It all starts with Dirk. And I got a little long-winded on Dirk, but I really admire the guy as a player because, quite honestly, when he came into the league, he was one of those things that I despised the most. A 7-foot outside-in player who was in love with his jump shot, wasn't particularly tough, didn't play defense, and to me was everything what was wrong at the time with the big men in the league. Well, this game evolved, and he shut my mouth. Not the first time, not the last time that's going to happen. We'll finish up the NBA on the other side. We got one more game to cover, and a hell of a game it was, and then rolling in the National Football League going forward. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Yeah, they were crying a little bit last night. Miami-Charlotte 2-2 as Charlotte takes care of business, 89-85, and leveling that series off. And Clifford the Big Red Dog coaching the Charlotte team. He's a happy camper, man. Kemba Walker just putting one up that just was outstanding. 34 points, leveling the series off, and 13 of 28 from the field, and he just made big plays. Jeremy Lin, everybody forgets about Linsanity, 21. Kicking in. Courtney Lee contributing as well as they took care of business against the Heat. And this game, Miami came out strong. Charlotte was in a hole. And Charlotte came out with 29 second quarter points and held Miami to 13. They amped up defense. And Clifford is about defense. That team is about defense. It's what makes Michael Jordan happy. They play some grind it. And they hold on to win 89-85. One hell of a basketball game. Look, do I think either one of these teams is winning a championship? No, I don't. But they are very entertaining basketball teams, and they play really, really good basketball. You know, you look at last night's game, and it was all about the starters for Miami on what they didn't do as well as they have been doing. You know, Joe Johnson had a pretty good game, although he didn't shoot particularly well. D. Wade was not good last night, although he distributed. He was 4 from 11 from the field, 4 free throws, 12 points. Luol Deng, who's been playing really good basketball, basically as a power forward, because they keep listing him as small forward, but it's really not the case. 4 of 14, 7 boards, 2 assists for 15 points. Hassan Whiteside came up small last night. It happens. In his 25 minutes, 7 boards, 8 points, not much of anything. And Goran Dragic, 5 of 10, 3 assists, 12 points. You know, and I want to say something about Dragic. He's an above-average point guard, bordering on very good. He's not great. He's not elite. He doesn't always make the players around him better. And let's not forget, him coming out of the Phoenix system, where everybody was a point guard, covered a lot of his flaws. And again, he could play on my team. He could start on most teams. But he's not elite, at least not in my eye. There's a lot of point guards that I would take over him. He gets exposed on defense occasionally. He puts the effort in, but he doesn't play it all the time. And, you know, when you look at his stats in his 32 minutes a game, almost 33, it's basically 6 assists. Good, not great. 14 points. Good, not great. He's one of those in the middle point guards. Towards the top, but in the middle. The top of the middle. Yeah, that's what we'll say. Top of the middle. And last night, he didn't put it on his shoulders. Bench, you know, they contributed. Justin Winslow had a pretty good game. Jay Rich didn't shoot well. And there wasn't much else going on. You know, the rest of the bench didn't really kick in yesterday. And so it really came down to what Charlotte was able to do. And Charlotte was just, woof. And look, Al Jefferson's hurting. Frank the Tank's a rookie, and he's raw, but he isn't a starting lineup right now. But they all commit to defense. They all commit to defense. And Walker had an out-of-body game. 13 of 28, as I said, 34 points. Courtney Lee chips in with 11. And Linsanity off the bench. And he carried them in the second quarter. He was a freak. And then from that point on, it was about what they were going to be able to get, and they held on. You know, Spencer Hawes, 16 minutes, 8 boards. A couple of free throws. He didn't shoot well. But 8 boards. Big time. Zeller, same deal, 3 of 4. 4 boards, 8 points in his 21 minutes. Everybody contributed. And they being Charlotte, this is exactly what they needed. Marvin Williams was invisible, but I'm still trying to figure out why he's in the league. This is what Charlotte does. They grind it out. It's ugly, but ugly sometimes. But they win basketball games. And they did it last night against Miami. And I'll tell you, you know, again, holding serve, we always talk about it. This is what you do. You hold serve, you try to steal one on the other guy's court. Now it's best of three. Miami better not blink, because if they do, they'll be sitting at home going, what the hell just happened? It was a terrific game. Like I said, ugly game. Jordan was courtside. They were going crazy with each steal. They were certainly going crazy with Kemba Walker. And it was a fun game to watch. It really was. Miami's got to step it up a little bit. Although last night, like I said, I attributed much more to Charlotte's defensive effort than Miami just playing bad. Miami were making the effort. Charlotte just took it to them on the defensive end. And that was fun. So they're going to go back to the beach. And we'll see how it plays out. But at this point in time, you know, when these series get level, now turns into an interesting situation. All right, I got to go to this story. I don't want to go to this story, but I have to go to this story. Another court reinstates the ban on Tom Brady. Deflategate. I have to say, I am just completely uncomfortable talking about a man and his balls. I have to say, footballs are just not something I'm comfortable talking about. The Second Circuit United States Court of Appeals dropped the hammer back on Tom Brady and reinstated the 4-game suspension. Look, everybody's speculating. There was a dissenting judge on the Court of Appeals, but the reality is they put it back in place. And from the ruling, they said, we hold that the commissioner properly exercised his broad discretion under the CBA, and his procedural rulings were properly grounded in that agreement and did not deprive Brady of fundamental fairness. Therefore, we reverse the judgment of the district court and remand with instructions to confirm the award. So in theory, first 4 games of the season, as of right now, he's out. But in talking about the decision itself, did they proffer an opinion on whether or not he deflated the footballs? No. And they didn't even care. They ruled on the process. They ruled on the process in the way the NFL and the NFLPA negotiated their discipline process, and they ruled that Judge Roger Goodell, judge, jury, executioner. Now, he has tried to tweak things along with the NFLPA and the rest of the league, in that he has separated himself from discipline to a certain point since all this stuff started to go down. But the judges confirmed that essentially he can do whatever he wants. So it's a huge win for the commissioner. Now, does he insert himself back into disciplinary cases with the National Football League? I don't necessarily think so. Because this is a can of worms that was so ugly and so ridiculous between the team and the league that I don't know that they want to go down that path again. But here are some of the possibilities. Can they enforce the suspension? Yes, they can. And look, Brady can reappeal it. But now there's a precedent. And the league put out the statement, we're pleased the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled that the commissioner properly exercised his authority. The authority has been recognized by many courts and has gone on for the last 40 years, blah, 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 blah. They shot down lack of adequate notice, exclusion of testimony, denial of access. NFLPA tried to, I'm sorry, the NFL tried to make the argument that Goodell stated that deflating footballs was akin to using PEDs. They were not troubled by that. And Judge Katzmann, who was the dissenter, blasted Goodell for the dictatorial policy. You know, this is ongoing. First four games, Brady will miss. Cards, Dolphins, Texans, Bills. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo will be the quarterback. I'm sure they'll sign somebody. Look, they're probably going to go through the legal motions. I'm sure there's phone calls being made between Brady and the office. Can we negotiate this? Can we get it down? And this is where Goodell, if he's smart, will reach out to Tom Brady and say, look, take the two-game suspension and we'll let it go. Brady's people have to file a brief within 14 days in order to have anything done. Whether or not they even want to continue it remains to be seen. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. Greg Allman, next, here on The Attack.
You don't buy a new truck without adding a few things to make it work better, like a winch or bed liner or lockable toolbox. So why not do the same for your Red Wing work boots? At a Red Wing shoe store, you'll find everything you need to stay comfortable on the job, from moisture-wicking socks to removable footbeds and boot care products. So come talk with our fit experts today for handcrafted footwear and accessories to boot. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today, and we're joined by Craig Allman, from Tampa Bay Times, and he joins us on the attack. Good morning, Craig. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good to be on with you guys. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, Joe took the day off. He had some personal things to attend to, but I'm really glad you're with us today. And I'll tell you what, the whole staff was excited. They thought we had Greg Allman coming on, and I had to disappoint them and say, no.
I do that to people a lot. Don't worry.
I absolutely loved it. I said, this is going to be even better because I really don't like the Allman brothers. So it's Hey, I want to back it up a little bit. We're going to talk draft, but it's certainly been an interesting offseason. And even backing it up into the season itself, going with Jameis Winston, and I was not a believer coming into the season, and I'm kind of pointing in the other direction now. But I always hesitate because just a couple of years ago, the future of the league at quarterback was Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, and RG3, and we're seeing how that's playing out thus far. Talk to me as to why I should be believing in Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take it as more than a promising rookie season. You know, I mean, I think when you come into the league, it's a number one overall pick. It's hard to exceed expectations, you know, but I think the Bucs won 4 more games, than they did a year earlier. I think to see Winston, throw for 4,000 yards, I think he had 28 total touchdowns, was able to cut down on the mistakes as the season progressed. These are all encouraging things, but it's just, it's just a first act. It's hard to know how he'll improve, how the Bucs will improve. Ultimately, he's going to be judged based on how well he can get them back to being a relevant team in the NFL or the playoff team.
Well, one of the changes that they made, and the offensive coordinator certainly made a hell of a difference, but changing coaches and Lovey's gone. And I think a more modern approach to their offense, to the team, and therefore in this modern league, maybe this will help Jameis, and that's Coach Kettner.
Yeah, I mean, Dirk Cutter, obviously the continuity of that, I think probably was one of the best things working in Dirk's favor. Anytime you make the coaching change with a young quarterback, Tennessee did the same thing. You run the risk of losing a lot of the progress that they make in that first season. So in having the same offense, the same coordinator, the same quarterbacks coach. I think Jameis was very close to Lovie Smith. I think there's a void that will need to be filled in terms of the mentorship that Lovie Smith had with Jameis Winston. But in terms of on-the-field football, it should be nearly seamless in terms of how things change that way for them and for him in this second season.
Well, that's interesting because you talk about the mentorship, but was the relationship with Cutter as important in the development, and was Lovie more just on the personal level as opposed to the football level?
It's probably somewhere between the two. I mean, I think Cutter and Bajakian, the offense coordinator and the quarterbacks coach, did a really good job of identifying that Winston was able to pick things up pretty quickly and gave him a fairly sophisticated offense. It's not like it was dumbed down or scaled back for a rookie or anything like that. So I think they played to his strengths, and I think they'll continue to kind of tweak this offense to work to his what he does best on the field. And I think that'll just continue again. If you get a new offense and a new scheme, a new coordinator, you don't know how well they'll be able to do that.
Now, that's a pretty fair point. To me, some of the offseason transactions, and case one, square one, and whatever you want to call it, Doug Martin coming back, and the most important thing, a quarterback's best friend right there.
Yeah, and again, it just goes back to continuity. I mean, that's probably what the offense did best last year was run the ball with Doug Martin and Charles Sims. So to lose him, I don't think it ever got too crazy in terms of the price on Doug Martin, but having him back is just another strength that comes back from last year's team. If they can take the same step forward on defense this year that they did on offense a year ago, this will be a pretty good Bucs team.
Well, let's talk about that need a little bit. And they acquired a little bit of depth in free agency and, guys like Darryl Smith and Robert Ayers Jr., Brent Grimes. This is good. These are bodies. Some of them are better than others. But the need, I guess, is still on that side of the football. And as we go into the draft, do you see that as their approach, mostly defense and maybe a complimentary piece or two on offense?
No, I think there'll be a heavy defensive thing. They've only drafted one defensive player in the last 2 drafts before this. So, no, they got 7 picks, and if 4, if not 5 of them, are not defensive, and especially those first couple, I would be very surprised. They need a defensive line. They need help at end. Probably could use a guy at tackle. They need a corner. They could get younger at safety. There's a lot of needs on that side of the ball. On the offensive side, there's not nearly as many pressing needs. There's things they can address. There's areas they could improve on. But their biggest holes are on the defensive side, for sure.
Well, and with that in mind, there are some guys, especially with all the shuffling at the top of the order, as it were, maybe some guys that wouldn't have been available. I guess if there is the most pressing need, is it pass rush for this team?
I would say so. I think the depth, I think that's one of the strongest positions in this draft in terms of depth. So I could understand why the Bucs might feel they could address that in round two if there's another need they see at nine that won't be there in the second round. So you could see them take a corner like Vernon Hargraves at nine and then address the pass rush in the second and third round. You could see him take an offensive tackle like Ronnie Stanley if they're really high on him as a third major cog to put in an offensive line in two drafts. But defensive line, and especially finding an outside speed pass rusher, is probably the most important thing to get from this draft.
The great Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times joining us here on The Attack. And you raised some interesting points there and threw a lot of stuff out there. There's shuffling going on. You mentioned a guy like Ronnie Stanley. And I'm seeing different boards, and I take all that nonsense with a grain of salt anyway, but I see where Laramie Tunsil could be sliding and Ronnie Stanley's moving up. And there's so much smoke coming out of the GM offices. It's nice that they can all get fireplaces built so the smoke screens that come out as we approach draft day can literally cloud everything for people like me who have to talk about it. But with that being said, the concern of Miles Jack's knee, you have certain pass rushers that are seem to be sliding down the board. As you said, there seems to be a lot of depth in that area. What are the rumblings that you're hearing as far as who's sliding up, who's moving up, who's sliding down, and therefore all things combined?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys that were discussed as options for the Bucs at nine that probably are closer to 39. You talk about a guy like Noah Spence from Eastern Kentucky with Denver Ohio State. He's a guy that was probably mocked to the Bucs as much as anybody in January, February, back around the combine before pro day start. And he's probably would be a bad reach at nine now. He's a guy that could fall to him at 39. Emmanuel Ogba from Oklahoma State was an end to, again, people matched with him with the Bucs early in the draft process. But he's probably a late first rounder, a guy maybe they'd have to trade back up to get, but certainly not somebody you'd think of as being a logical match at nine. Right now, it seems like, Bosa is the one guy that could drop to them. That would be intriguing. And if Bosa is a guy that at one point people saw as a potential number one overall pick.
Right.
Maybe the best pass rusher in this draft. But again, you show up a little slower at a pro day and in a combine, and some of the wrinkles get magnified. So Bosa is a guy where, again, if Buckner is, a guy that fits a 3-4 defense like Baltimore and he goes ahead, if you see this run with two quarterbacks, maybe a running back in the top five or six, that could push somebody like Bosa to the Bucs at nine, and he's somebody that would certainly be a logical match for them. I don't know what they think of him individually in terms of how well he matches what they want, but he would make sense for them if he fell to them at nine as a guy you run to the table with the card to take it and be happy to have it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as safety goes, I guess he is the safest pick sitting there. But a couple of guys that you mentioned, and you mentioned Okba and the kid out of Eastern Kentucky, Noah Spence. I mean, with Spence, he may end up being the best out of all of them, but he's there's so much character question there. And then again, as much as he showed physically, now that they've exposed the warts a little bit, he's dropped off a little bit. A guy with warts who may end up sliding is a guy like Miles Jack, and there's knee issues there. And I know teams are high on him, and I keep hearing people say, well, with a guy with his talent, I'm going to run up there with the card. I mean, if they're looking at MRIs and x-rays and they're not liking what they're seeing, is that a guy you could see sliding? And if he slid to nine, would Tampa Bay roll a dice on him?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the more tempting guys at the top of the draft, both in terms of the upside, just an amazing upside. If he were healthy, he'd be, potential number one pick type guy. But again, the medical makes it a huge question. And you have to be careful when you're investing as much as a top 10 pick in somebody. My concern with Miles Jack and the Bucs is that Tampa Bay already has two young, talented, every down linebackers in Lavonte David and Quan Alexander. So for them to take Miles Jack is to either displace Quan probably in the middle, or to suggest that they think they can play him a lot more than you would normally play a strong side linebacker. These days in the NFL, teams are in nickel in a 4-3 probably 60-65% of the time, and you'd never invest a top 10 pick in somebody that's only a part-time player like that. Now, if you think Miles Jack is talented and versatile and athletic enough that he can stay on the field in a nickel and kind of become a safety in that package or something, then maybe you look at him. I mean, he's a guy that is talented enough and versatile enough that if you get a creative defensive coordinator that can use him in different roles, he could do a lot. But more than anything else, you have to answer that medical question first with him.
Yeah, well, see, and that's the approach I'm taking. I'm looking at this roster, and I'm seeing two really solid linebackers. All I keep hearing, most talented guy in the draft, talented guy, but then that knee weighs in and everything else. But all I keep hearing out of the other guys that I've spoken to about the draft is, man, if I had it, I'd rush up to the podium with that. Me, I'm not so sure. You know, going forward, I was talking about it earlier in the show. I got a cousin who's a Tampa Bay Bucs season ticket holder. Loves his Bucs, lives and dies with them, mostly dies at the end of the season. with all that being said, it for the Tampa Bay fan, going into Thursday, are they going to come out with a lot of optimism come Friday morning?
I do think so, and I think they'll probably come out with better optimism Saturday morning than Friday morning, just because I think they'll be able to second, third-round pick. They're going to address one need on Thursday probably. So inevitably half the people, if they take a corner like Hargraves, there's going to be a lot of, why didn't they address the pass rush? If they take a pass rusher, it's going to be, why didn't you take Hargraves? That kind of thing. And they could go offensive tackle, and everyone's like, how can they not have addressed this defense in the first round? But I think by the time the draft, at least the second day, is done, I think they will have hit on a number of needs. This is a team that still has enough needs where it wouldn't really shock me if they dealt down. There's teams like Tennessee that are sitting at 15 and want to get back up. So we mentioned tackle like Ronnie Stanley, like Jack Conklin. If they want to get back up to get him, it would make sense to me if the Bucs could slide down from 9 to 15 and, say, pick up the 43rd pick, the 45th pick, one of those two, get another starter quality impact rookie out of this class. That's something that probably makes sense to the Bucs. If they want to take a corner like Hargraves, that's nearly a consensus match for them now, but I think a lot of that is the fact that he's local and beats a positional need. If they like another corner better, there's a good chance that at 15 they might be able to get a William Jackson or an Eli Apple or somebody like that. So I'm still intrigued by the possibility of the Bucs trading down if that one guy they covet isn't there at 9.
We've got you for one more minute before we hit the break. So best guess on your part, and I was going to ask you about trading down. Do they trade down? Or do they stand pat, best guess scenario on your part? And who's the guy, best guess scenario?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you that I still think a trade is the most likely thing to come out of this. Whether Tennessee deals up higher to 5 or 6 to get a tackle or deals up to 9, I would not be surprised at all if the Bucs deal down 4 to 6 picks. If they stay at 9, I'll say Vernon Hargraves just because I think they can come back and get defensive line the next day in the second and third round. So that would be, in terms of most likely scenarios, that would be what I would go with. But there's a lot of things that would surprise me from this team at number 9.
Well, Greg, I appreciate the couple minutes, man. You brought great stuff to the table. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the time as well. We'd love to have you back on as things evolve. And maybe a couple of months down the line, we'll get a little preview of Tampa Bay Buc football and talk about the season as we approach it. How does that sound?
Excellent. We'll have to do that again. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks for your time, man. Greatly appreciated. Greg Allman here on the Attack, Tampa Bay Times, and bringing some stuff to the table, man. He thinks they're going to move out, which is a distinct possibility, but we'll see how it plays out. Hope springs eternal as the draft approaches. We're going to step aside. On the other side, we're going to wrap this up, give you all the 411 on what happened during this show, and get you enlightened on the rest of the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As we get ready to wrap up this edition of the Attack, I want to thank Greg Allman for coming on, and he really brought a lot of good stuff to the table. We always get excited when draft time comes, and they have all these draft gurus and draft nicks and all this kind of good stuff. Most of them don't know squat. I like talking to guys who are around the specific team day in, day out. We talked about the needs. He made some interesting points about Jameis Winston, the comfort zone, the mentoring, not only from Lovie, but Dirk Cutter, the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach as well. And the fact that, hey, look, this is the sample of a young quarterback going forward. They'll have a lot more film on this kid. They'll adjust to him. He'll have to make adjustments to them. But, you know, like I said, I'm kind of pointed around on Jameis, but they better hope they got the right guy. Now they got to fill in the pieces around him. And that's going to be the challenge, not only on Thursday, but as the draft continues through the weekend. So like I said, I want to thank Greg for coming on board. We had a lot that we talked about today, NBA, NFL. Hope you enjoyed all of it. Joe and I will be back tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Whether it's Tittle, whether it's the FA, whether it's anything else on the network, make sure you stay tuned because there ain't no better sports talk around. For Mr. Joe Spano, for Robert, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.